Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Walasoff.
Thank you, John.
And it's been great. Really, this is the last segment of the Christina Liu Show. And it's funny because I was looking, I don't know how come this, he came. Somebody was talking to me the other day about eclipses. Wasn't that an eclipse we had like a year ago?
Yes.
The eclipse.
Yeah. Last summer.
You have to wear special glasses to look at it.
Right. The biggest eclipse is going to be in 2088.
I don't expect to be here, but
talk about technology.
Yeah.
Going
That's
through.
How they could even.
You know, 2088. Yeah, right 28, 2088 is a pretty significant number, too.
Interesting. I wonder what it could be.
2088 is the number of hours since your last birthday.
Wow. Equally as excited as a big eclipse.
Equally as exciting as the eclipse.
I mean, same level, clearly.
How did you know that?
Google.
He has like a birthday countdown of mine that just calculates all
and
the
I'm saying
things.
Am I doing minutes? Am I doing hours this week? And
I like it. I like the change up.
And you can find something. It's amazing. It's like, you got to be kidding me.
But you know, it's what I always like about it is it always serves as an educational thing too, because now we know. I could tell people 2088. Guys, mark your calendar.
It's going to be the biggest eclipse or whatever.
Interesting. Wow, yeah. Cool. Very interesting.
To think that they have that number, honestly.
I know. It really is. It blows your mind.
But who knows if it's going to be real?
Right.
Valid.
We're not going to be there.
It could also change.
Right, exactly.
To prove it.
Yeah, I agree.
It could also change.
88, you'll be around. Will won't be here. You two babes will.
Okay, way to make it depressing, guys.
I'm leaving. Okay,
anyway,
let's talk about something we can do today.
So we're going to talk about next week's show, which, if all goes well, we're going to have a fabulous call-in by Lydia Bastianich.
Oh, that's next week.
Who is the famous
best-selling cookbook author and restaurateur.
Is she the one who has the television show?
Yep, that's her. She is currently on tour, but we've been working for a while, and it looks like she's going to be able to call in next week. So that should be really fun. So we'll learn about her.
She's 10 or 10:30?
10 to 10:30.
Okay.
And then after her, we have from 10:30 to 11, who is also amazing, is Anne Margaret Carroza.
Oh, Anne's coming on.
Will be on, yes, and she's going to talk about some estate planning things. Anne's always our source of great knowledge about how to really plan for your future and the steps you need to take. So it should be a really exciting show. It's like our July 4th.
I never look. I swear. Like you said,
he likes to stay
until it comes on. And Margaret, I do programs with Anne Margaret.
You don't know until you get here?
No, I know when she sends me, when Christina, but like. Christina sends the first this week and next week. Mm-hmm. I never look at next week even. I just look at this week.
Surprising.
I print it out and I go through that.
Like
I know you can go on and find out a month from now who's coming on pretty much. Otto does that.
Yes, I'm actually almost booked September. I have one more spot left in September.
Oh, you're done through August and September?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Gotta keep moving, guys.
No, I know. those poor September people are going to be haunted.
But it should be really good. There's like a lot of great guests that are coming up, and we'll be celebrating our 7th anniversary in September.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I know. Okay.
Which is a big number, so it should be a lot of great stuff. So stay tuned for it. And I want to tell people also,
And just one question. You're booked through September. That's with co-hosts too, or no?
First co-host. I book all the guests, and then I go to the co-hosts. Yeah, because which is a great thing. You know, we're getting a lot more co-hosts, so, it's harder too. I got to keep the cycle going.
Okay.
But it's really great, and it's fun to do. And I want to, if you ever want to know what is coming up, obviously you can call 311. It's in our email newsletter. We tell you what's coming up that month, and it's also on our website. So our website has the list of all the, shows that are coming
up
for the next couple of months.
About how many co-hosts do you have?
Now I think we have 10, maybe?
Really?
Or something. I don't even know. I wouldn't know offhand.
Well, you know what happens? like, Ruth is becoming more regular.
Mm-hmm.
Otto's more regular.
Otto's definitely more regular. And he's wonderful.
Ann, there's David.
Right, Ann and David. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ann and David. Mm-hmm. Janet.
Yep. Yeah, it's hard because we're working
I haven't seen Iris in a while, but she was away for a while.
Yeah, she was away. Iris will be coming back up, I think, in July. She'll be back up. So it's a lot of coordination, but it's really fun. And
Sabina hasn't been around in a while. But
yeah, I'm going to get Sabina back on. She's doing well now, so we're going to get Sabina back on. So it's all good. We like to do this. We want people to be involved.
It's wonderful.
And it makes it special. I think it's a good thing. I love when people come on and they're nervous about the show. And I said, listen.
How did you get involved?
It'll be great.
I read about it in the newsletter
that
there was a volunteer opportunity, And most volunteers are stuffing envelopes, which is boring.
Right. I remember actually talking to Ruth saying that, you know.
Yes. And I always loved acting, and I'm a teacher.
Okay.
So this was
She's getting her second career, you know.
That's
she's dressing all fancy now at events. You know, she's quite the movie
star. She was styling.
I don't remember. I really don't remember.
She said it was just an average outfit. She dressed like that all the time. But, you know, I want to encourage people that if you are, you know, someone that would be a great person to be interviewed, you know, I love to, like, when we interview different members in the community, PI members in the community, because everyone, you know, we're a fortunate town that has a lot
of
people with great experience and, you know, knowledge on certain things. You know, if you have a topic you're interested in, I love getting those calls because it becomes like a hunt for me. You know, Otto loves to give me an article, you know, in the Times or Newsday, and like, it's my challenge to find, like, somehow a speaker to, like, talk on that topic or track down. Last week, we had the Dementia Directive person
that
on.
That came from Otto?
That came from it was a Times article.
Oh, okay.
So he has very good ideas.
Yeah, and it was just, you know, but it's fun, and that's what makes this special, you know, because I'm constantly getting phone calls from people, and especially our fabulous co-hosts, saying, you know, I have a great suggestion, and it's a really collaborative effort, so it's great, and it's fun to do.
Oh, and Anne has done that, I know,
yes.
Too.
Yeah, and that's what's great. Like, you know, all the time I'm constantly getting calls from people about it. So that was good. And I also want to give a shout out. This week we had our joint advisory committee.
Oh, right.
Ruth was
there. Party.
Yes.
The party. I thought it was going to be a committee meeting.
Yeah. And it's our joint because we try to do that every couple of months. It was really well attended. There must have been over 100 people there. We had Tony Gerso was there, and the whole theme was, you know, neighbors helping neighbors.
And Fran Green?
Fran Green. Who is the best. You know Fran, the flirting
bottle?
Oh, the flirting, okay. So, I wasn't here when
she's very funny.
She's incredible, Fran Green. I've known Fran for a very, very long time. She's been on our show numerous times, too, about the flirting Bible. You know, I'll never forget, we did a Valentine's Day show with her and Otto and John. And John and Otto both had, like, rosy red cheeks because she was making everyone blush. Because she is, she's so, and she actually called out Otto during, she was, where's the love of my life, Otto? So he got a little shout out during the joint advice. But you know what's really great about Fran, you know, she, on top of being really funny, she talks about important things, you know, and yes, she talks about flirt, but it's not flirting in the, you know, sexual sense.
Right.
It's about, you know, really just being out there and making connections, and it's never too late to do that. And how to do those things, you know, and she, you walk away with, you know, and she's very interactive with the audience, you know, because I was hysterical the whole time, and she gives you concrete tips to walk away with, you know, and things to really, you know, and she gave everyone a challenge to walk away with, you know, making some kind of connection or friend or getting contact information from somebody in the room. So she was absolutely amazing. It was really great. And then Nancy did a little blurb on the Circle of Support, which we're always promoting. So it was really a great event. And, you know, they take a little break, the advisory committees, for the summer, and they're back in September. So
cool. Okay.
Anybody's interested in joining the advisory, certainly come. Do you still go to the Great Neck Advisory meeting?
I occasionally.
It's a great place, you know, and I always
encourage. But I should go more often.
Yeah, it's a really a wonderful place to kind of get firsthand information, you know, especially about what's going on in your community.
Right.
You know, because North Hempstead, certainly areas are all diverse and different. And the advisory committee is a great place, too. And whatever question you have, Nancy doesn't say sorry. You know, she really tries to pass it to whoever might have the answer for that. So just call 311 or 869-6311 for any of that information, too. And speaking of planning stuff, on July 18th, there's going to be a great chat called Healthcare Proxy, What Is It and Why Do I Need One? That's presented by Kelly Steinman, who's one of our amazing nurses. And she's going to talk about why it's really important to have a healthcare proxy and how to go
about
it.
That's very important.
You know, it's all about preparing. Mm-hmm. You know, if I could stress anything in the show, it's to prepare. And that is going to be at the Great Neck Social Center from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m.
What's the date?
It is July 18th. A Wednesday over at the Great Neck Social Center. And Kelly is absolutely phenomenal. Kelly will be on the radio show in a couple of weeks, I think, too.
Really?
She's going to talk about, you know, just summer safety tips for seniors she's our go-to with great knowledge. So I encourage everybody to please check that out. I actually got an interesting thing. We've had the Office of the Inspector General on our radio program, I guess maybe a couple of months ago. But they sent this thing out, the 2018 National Healthcare Fraud Takedown, which I thought was really interesting. I actually meant to forward it to you, John. But the Department of Health and Human Services, Office of the Inspector General, along with our state and federal law enforcement partners, participated in the largest healthcare fraud takedown in history in June 2018. More than 600 defendants in 58 federal districts were charged with participating in fraud schemes involving about $2 billion in losses relating to Medicare and Medicaid. But since
it's so
then,
easy to fool someone.
Yeah,
who
it is.
Feels
but you know,
vulnerable.
I think it's great that everyone's collaborated on this and helped with it. So it was a really interesting little article. So I wanted to get someone
one
on.
One important thing: we don't have time. When you see something from Medicare, like a bill, and you say makes a difference, you're not paying it, but they charged you for a wheelchair. If you ever need a wheelchair, you'll never get it.
Yep.
So you have to, even though it's not out of your
right,
pocket,
pay attention.
Still
right.
Say that wasn't correct.
Absolutely.
Fix it. Because it can come back to hurt you. It's amazing.
Actually,
we should do more on that one
day.
But it's,
I think you should do that.
Yeah, it's very significant.
Stress that.
Yeah, it's very important. People don't pay attention. But that's basically our show. This has been wonderful. I mean, honestly, we brought to everybody's attention all the stuff that's fun to do in Northampton.
Right, that's right.
Which is the main
thing. This summer.
And during the summer, 100%. And we'll be
and
back
And we decide
next.
You can't go on vacation during the summer. That's stay in Northampton.
You've been listening to CG Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a good weekend.